Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Everybody, welcome back to the Wrestling Takeover podcast. I am your host, Jordan Turner. This is Thursday, December 21st, 2023. How are y'all feeling? I'm back once again with another pod. And today we got a combination of some news, but I got some topics that I want to get off my chest to talk about. So we're going to kind of mash them up into one big podcast. So that's what you guys can be listening to and enjoy listening to on today's pod. But before we get right into the podcast and the conversations, social media, be sure to follow me on TikTok, tiktok.com/thewrestlingtakeover. We're growing very well over there. I appreciate the love. Also Twitter at JT Takeover and on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover. We're doing some great things. And I got a couple of announcements that I'm going to talk about towards the end of the podcast. So you guys can look to some, I would say, upcoming announcements in terms of growth and where I want to take the podcast leading into 2024. So that those announcements will be talked about towards the end of the podcast. Let's get right into it, man. We got a topic here that I want to really talk about. A lot of people in the wrestling space have actually started to bring up, and it's a topic that, in my personal opinion, it is a topic that needs to be had, but at the same time, it's not really that deep. All right. There are people in the wrestling space that, you know, are going back and forth on what match should main event night one of WrestleMania 40 and what match should main event night two of WrestleMania. I want to get this out of the way right now. No propaganda, none of that stuff. And listen, I'm a wrestling fan that has values. I'm a wrestling fan that is more in the lines of creative and creativity. I'm a wrestling fan that's very passionate, knowledgeable. And I don't sugarcoat anything with my views and opinions. We all have different views and opinions and everything like that, and that's great. But at the end of the day, you know, I say what I say and I mean what I say. All right. So with this topic that I'm going to talk about right now, I'm not trying to throw shade or anything like that, because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But everyone's talking about what match to main event night one and what match to main event night two. We're only up to two matches. I don't understand why people are kind of bringing up Rhea Ripley's match. We don't even know who she's going to be facing at WrestleMania. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. We don't even know who she's going to face at WrestleMania. Everyone's assuming Becky Lynch. I will get to that, as there is a report on that later on in the pod. But Rhea Ripley is not main eventing WrestleMania night one or night two. I'm sorry. So I just want to get that out right now. The two main events that are going to main event night one and night two is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, and assuming if everything goes according to plan, CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. Now, let's talk about Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, main eventing night two, everyone's just assuming because it's Roman Reigns. He's been champion for so long. He deserves that spot. Nobody deserves anything. Let's get that out the way. Nobody deserves shit. All right. But this man has had this title for so long that your mind is telling you, okay, he's got a main event night two. Cody Rhodes beats him. It's a great story, right? He actually finishes his story, does Cody Rhodes, and he finally dethrones Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes main eventing night two. What about Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns main eventing night one and Seth Rollins versus CM Punk main eventing night two? Not a lot of people are really bringing that up, but here's the thing. It don't matter which match main events night one and night two, Night one is the main event. I'm tired of these people in the communities, apologists that are going crazy. Oh no, night two is the real main event. Okay, then what's night one? What is that? It's titled the main event of night one. All right, so stop with this bullshit on, no, night two is the main event. And if you guys are following me and you guys, you know, are understanding where I'm coming from, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. Is there a case for Seth Rollins and CM Punk the main event night two? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. CM Punk came back after all these years. He's always wanted to main event WrestleMania. But the thing is, if the plan is Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, they're going to main event night one with Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns main eventing night two. Those are your two biggest matches. Now, there's some key factors here. And I'm going to bring up some other names. Stone Cold Steve Austin. One of Stone Cold Steve Austin calls WWE and says, you know what? I want to be a part of it. I want to face Punk. Let's do it. They're going to main event night one of WrestleMania. Gunther then would be winning the Royal Rumble. And then he would go on to face Seth Rollins on night one. Not in the main event, but on the card for the World Heavyweight Championship. You following me? Do I think Stone Cold is going to call WWE? No, I don't think so. I would be surprised if he did. I think the main events of night one and night two are going to be Seth Rollins versus CM Punk and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. I just genuinely believe that. Now, again, if Stone Cold Steve Austin calls, Gunther is winning the Royal Rumble. And we move on to Seth Rollins versus Gunther, CM Punk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Now, people are going to kind of like worry, like, okay, who's facing Gunther? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not difficult. It's pretty easy. The Royal Rumble can come around, and Brock Lesnar is obviously going to be a part of that match. What if we have Gunther eliminating Brock Lesnar and like the commentary hypes it up? Brock Lesnar is pissed that he got eliminated by Gunther. He comes in, he costs Gunther the match as Cody Rhodes or Gunther, or in this case, I would prefer CM Punk and Gunther or the last two men. And Brock Lesnar comes in, interferes, costs Gunther the Royal Rumble. CM Punk wins due to the help of a Brock Lesnar. And we get Gunther versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 40 for the Intercontinental title. That is, personally, I wouldn't mind that. I really wouldn't mind that. Now, that's assuming that WWE is going to do Seth Rollins versus CM Punk at WrestleMania. I'm hearing this Royal Rumble talk. Guys, I understand CM Punk and Seth Rollins can be at the Royal Rumble, but that is a WrestleMania caliber match. You know it and I know it. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, and Brock Lesnar versus Gunther. Those are the three biggest high profile matches you can do at WrestleMania. It's, you don't need Stone Cold Steve Austin. You don't need The Rock. Look at the way Triple H is booking these men and women. I'll get to the women in a second. Look at the way he's building up these people. WrestleMania 40 is going to be just fine. Logan Paul is going to have a match. I would preferably have him go one-on-one with LA Knight for the United States title. We don't know what's going to happen. Anything's possible. Now, you know, moving on from the men, man, the women are so juicy right now, man. Like, the conversation is so juicy right now for the women. It's pretty crazy. I'm hearing a lot of things. I'm hearing a lot of shit. All right. Charlotte Flair. Let's start there. Congratulations to Charlotte Flair for signing one of the most lucrative contracts in WWE history, male or female. You can hate on Charlotte Flair, overrated, woo, woo, woo. Out of the four horsewomen, Charlotte Flair is not my favorite. My favorite is Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks. I will get to her in a little bit. Charlotte Flair has put in her dues. She deserves everything that she's getting. So I like that Charlotte Flair got paid for it. But she's going to miss WrestleMania. And that sucks. You know, WWE is looking at it as, all right, Charlotte Flair is missing WrestleMania. We got to go get Mercedes. We got to go get Mercedes. Now, at the end of the day, I want to point this out right now. At the end of everything, Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, she will resign to WWE. She will be in the Women's Royal Rumble. But TNA has their little pay-per-view called Hard to Kill on January. I could see Mercedes Moné appearing on that show, and I'm going to be happy. That's great. For TNA, that's fantastic. She can be with Trinity for a bit, and then later on in January, she goes right back to WWE. I think she is going to go to WWE. I think she's going to be a part of WrestleMania. Here's the problem. Here's where it lies. And people are kind of making it seem like, you know, these conversations are difficult. Yes, they're difficult, but if you're creative, pretty easy. There's a lot of variables, man. There's a lot of variables. Now, we're on the women's subject. I'm just going to go out on a limb right now, and I'm just going to go talk about TNA. All right? So, on Fightful, on Twitter, they put out a tweet. Read, Scott D'Amore teases a big TNA signing. This is going to culminate with WWE as well. Quote, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have surprises for you, some unexpected things, including we are right there at the goal line of finalizing one of the biggest signings in TNA. I think it's something that is really going to shake things up on January 13th. So their show's going to be on January 13th. If you've been saying, quote, I'm looking forward to something different, we're going to give you a lot. Someone we have in store for you that night is going to blow your socks off. All right, Scott D'Amore, I hope you come through with that. People are assuming it's Mercedes Moné. It's Mercedes Moné. I can see her signing with TNA for a little bit, for a couple months, and then go back to WWE. She might not be in the Women's Royal Rumble. She might come back after that. We don't know. But if it's Mercedes, I don't think they're going to WWE is going to work because the show from TNA is on January 13th and the Royal Rumble is towards the end of January. So it's not going to line up. Do I think it's Mercedes? I don't think it's Mercedes, but it's a possibility. So keep that in mind. It could be Mercedes. It can't. We don't know at the end of the day. Now, moving on to the women's, you know, topic of conversation here. Becky Lynch, she talked about wanting to face, Rhea Ripley and having a match with her. All right, this is what she said. Becky Lynch still wants a match with Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 40. She says, quote, when I hold that title was the main event of every show. Her title has been seen many main events. She's talking about Rhea Ripley, but not because she's been defending it. No, just because she's been the accomplishment of to the main event scene. I can't have that. I'm sick of that. And I'm going to take that title back off of her, preferably at WrestleMania. Stuffly from Gorilla. This was obviously a promo. She was not being shooting here. This was just a promo in character. A lot of people are predicting that it's going to be Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Is Charlotte Flair being injured going to change that? No, because this is Monday Night Raw. I think the Raw women's title match will be Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Or is it? Jade Cargill. She is not signed to a, you know, main roster deal on either Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. We don't know where she's going to be. And this is why I'm here, and I want to throw out every possible scenario for the women and where it can really go. Do I see Mercedes Moné going to the WWE? Yes. Do I see her showing up in the Royal Rumble? Yes. Now, a lot of people aren't bringing this up. She could win the Women's World Rumble. I want to make that perfectly clear. She could win the Women's World Rumble. I don't know why people are out there and saying, you know, oh, she turned her back on WWE. They're not going to want to reward her. Woo-woo-woo. You might be right. I might be right. We don't know at the end of the day. We don't know. But she could win the Women's World Rumble. Maybe Charlotte Flair was penciled in to be in the world title match. And now it's going to be Sasha Banks. Have no idea. There's so many possibilities. Maybe a returning AJ Lee. So I want to throw out every single possible scenario that I think is going to happen. Potentially. I do think the plan is Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the women's world title. So that's done. I do think that is the plan. I really do. And to be honest, if I'm booking it, I'm having Rhea Ripley beat Becky Lynch. Let me repeat that. If this is the plan, Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley, I am having Rhea Ripley beat Becky Lynch. I need Rhea Ripley to go on one of the most dominant runs as women's champion. She's going to be beating every motherfucker that the WWE puts in front of her until they build up a new superstar, which I will get to in a second. But Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Rhea Ripley wins. Rhea Ripley goes on a dominant run. Win after win after win. Maybe we get to, I'll say, SummerSlam. Tiffany Stratton would have debuted on the main roster. Again, Sasha might be back. Got Kyrie. You got all these people. WWE is going to revamp and reestablish women's wrestling on WWE TV. But if you want to establish a new person, a new superstar, Rhea Ripley wins at WrestleMania. She goes on a run, holding it until SummerSlam. I'm just using SummerSlam as an example. Tiffany Stratton wins the Money in the Bank. Tiffany Stratton cashes in on Rhea Ripley ahead of time at SummerSlam. And Tiffany Stratton is the person that beats Rhea Ripley for that title. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I'm going to go even further creatively. I'm having Rhea Ripley hold this title for the rest of 2024, going into 2025, and I'm having her also go into WrestleMania 41 as the Women's World Champion. You heard it here on the Wrestling Takeover. I tell everybody, I fantasy book. I don't fantasy book just a fantasy book. I don't say things just to say things. I think long term. Anything can happen. Rhea Ripley can get injured. People can come in that Triple H thinks that person should beat Rhea Ripley. But if I am in the Triple H camp, put me on creative, and this is what I would do. Rhea Ripley beats Becky Lynch. She holds the title all year, going into WrestleMania 41. Tiffany Stratton, by then, wins the women's Money in the Bank, and she cashes in at WrestleMania 41 against Rhea Ripley. Boom. Or you can do the other route that I just named, the SummerSlam route. She wins Women's Money in the Bank. Rhea Ripley holds it until SummerSlam. Tiffany Stratton cashes in at SummerSlam against Rhea Ripley and beats Rhea Ripley. One of those two things. I think Rhea Ripley should lose to a up-and-coming superstar. And I think that person should be Tiffany Stratton. Now, I don't know. I might be way off on that. She might lose at WrestleMania to whoever she faces. It might not be Becky Lynch. It might be somebody else. Have no idea. But I want to bring all variables to the table. If it's not Becky Lynch, A lot of cats in the community, in this game, is saying Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley. I'm telling you right now, I'm not joking. Listen, I'm going to speak slow so y'all can understand what I'm about to say. If Jade Cargill is the plan to win the Women's Royal Rumble, not only should she win the Women's Royal Rumble, she should successfully go to WrestleMania and dethrone Rhea Ripley. You are not, let me repeat, you are not going to have Jade Cargill go into the Royal Rumble and lose or and win, but then lose at WrestleMania. Unless they do a storyline where Rhea Ripley's looking at this woman, Jade Cargill, like, yo, bitch, like, you just came here. You won the Women's Royal Rumble. All right, whoop-de-doo, woo-woo-woo. You come at WrestleMania and you think you're going to take my title? Nah, Rook, get your ass in the back of the line. Putting her in her place. That's what I would do as well, too. If you're going the route of Jade Cargill, do not rush Jade Cargill's push. Don't do it. You did not do it with Cody Rhodes. Don't do it with Jade Cargill. Everyone thought Cody Rhodes was going to beat Roman Reigns. Never happened. I'm pulling the same card with Jade Cargill. She wins the Women's Royal Rumble, goes to WrestleMania, faces Rhea Ripley, gets a fucking reality check. Having Rhea Ripley cut shoot promos on her. Let's thug it out, man. Let's have fun with it. Rhea Ripley versus Jade Cargill. I vibe with that. I vibe with that. But there's another person that is really in contention among fans that believe should face Rhea Ripley. You got Becky Lynch. There's a storyline there. You got Jade Cargill. I just came up with the storyline. That's how good I am. You got a made storyline with Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan can win the Women's Royal Rumble. Now people are probably going to laugh. I'm like, nah, she ain't winning. You might be right. She might not. She might get another way to, you know, maybe challenge Rhea Ripley. Elimination Chamber. She wins the chamber. Qualifies. Boom. Liv Morgan can be the person that might face Rhea Ripley, because there's rumors that saying that Liv Morgan will have a high-profile match at WrestleMania 40. Take everything with a pinch of salt, please. But that's the rumor right now. We don't know. That's why the women's thing is shaky right now. You got Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks coming in. Where is she going to play a part? So those are my ideas for Rhea Ripley. You got Liv Morgan, you got Becky Lynch, and you got Jade Cargill. And then you got Tiffany Stratton with Rhea Ripley, with Rhea Ripley beating Becky, with Rhea Ripley beating Jade. Jade getting humbled. Jade coming back. She wins the Money in the Bank. She thinks she's ready now. She faces Rhea, SummerSlam. Then she beats Rhea Ripley. But with Tiffany Stratton, she comes out of the woodwork. You know, new star, good-looking girl. You know, great, you know what I mean, from an in-ring standpoint, microphone ability, everything, right? Whole nine yards. There's a qualifying match to Money in the Bank. Tiffany Stratton debuts. She wins the qualifier. She's in the Women's Money in the Bank, and she wins the whole thing. She challenges the big dog, the big queen in the division, Rhea Ripley. She's going out to Rhea Ripley, and she announces it ahead of time. I'm facing you. SummerSlam, let's go. And you pull a shocker, and she takes the title off of Rhea Ripley. Now, here's another idea I want to bring up. So you got Jade Cargill, you got Becky Lynch, and you got Tiffany Stratton. Rhea Ripley can hold the title all the way to WrestleMania 41. WrestleMania 41. Because in my opinion, I want her to go on a dominant run as women's champion. And I mean a dominant run. You can have a new up-and-coming star winning the Women's Royal Rumble by then. Saying enough is enough. Tired of Rhea Ripley dominating everybody. You ain't dominate me. Let's go 1v1. I'm going to come up with names. You can do the same thing with Tiffany Stratton. All right. You can do the same thing with the Cora Jade, a Roxanne Perez. Or, I'm just going to bring her up. Mercedes Moné wins the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble. And she cuts a shoot promo on Rhea Ripley. All this mommy shit, this is just a metaphor. You ain't shit. You ain't on my level. For you to be on my level, you need to beat me. I'm a goat. I'm the standard. I'm the blueprint. I've established women's wrestling to be taken seriously in this game. You guys are just, you know, you're guarding your own path. But when I'm here, I mean business. Business is taking over here when I'm around. If you want to be one of the goats, you need to go through me. You had a great run, but I'm about to end that. It's my time. I never won the Women's World Rumble. I finally got my just due. And I'm getting what's rightfully mine, and that's the Women's Championship. And having a long reign with the title. I've never had a long reign with the title due to the previous administration. This administration loves me, respects me, admires me. I'm here back to take the throne that I should have got, but I didn't get to. Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop playing games with me, bro. Like, I might not be a big name in this community, man, but my creativity is just different. It's just different. You got so many avenues with Rhea Ripley. So many avenues with Rhea Ripley. I just hope they pull the right trigger and we get what we get. But I trust Triple H, whatever he does. Hopefully it's good. All the signs are pointing to Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 40 for the Women's Championship. And in my opinion, if that is the plan, I'm having Rhea Ripley win, and I'm having Tiffany Stratton win the Women's Money in the Bank challenge. You know, Rhea Ripley, maybe SummerSlam, and she maybe beats Rhea Ripley. Or she waits to cash in until WrestleMania. And then she faces Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 41, and then Tiffany Stratton is crowned new queen of the WWE. Or you can do the Jade Cargill route. Jade Cargill wins the Women's World Rumble, challenges Rhea Ripley. She gets humbled by Rhea Ripley. You ain't ready. You a rookie. You ain't ready in this game. Jade Cargill gets pissed, agitated. She goes on a dominant, undefeated streak, gets into the Women's Money in the Bank, wins the Money in the Bank, and pulls the Tiffany Stratton. Faces her at SummerSlam, beats her for the championship. New champ, Jade Cargill. Or Rhea Ripley holds the title all the way to WrestleMania 41. WrestleMania 41. And the person that she beat at WrestleMania 40 is Becky Lynch, right? She goes on a dominant run. You can pluck Jade Cargill in that spot. And I'm using Jade and Tiffany, or not Tiffany, but I'm using Jade for the spot of WrestleMania 40 if she's facing Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill lost at WrestleMania 40. She won the Women's Money in the Bank. She doesn't cash in until WrestleMania 41 against Rhea Ripley. Or you can do Mercedes Moné. Mercedes Moné comes back. It's tired of this shit. It's tired of Rhea Ripley fucking, you know, being the queen, being the boss, being the mommy of the women's division. She comes in and wins the Women's World Rumble and wants her respect back. Wants to reestablish herself as one of the GOATs in this game all time. And she puts Rhea Ripley in her place at WrestleMania 41. So I came up with tons of ideas for you guys. And you got the Liv Morgan one that just makes sense. She took out Liv Morgan. Makes sense. So I don't want to hear no one fucking tell me, oh, it doesn't make sense. Nah, it makes sense for Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Now, was that a WrestleMania caliber match? That's up to you to decide. I'm not going to decide that for you. That's up to you to decide. It is WrestleMania. Because it makes sense. The storyline makes sense. So it is WrestleMania caliber. But I'm going to have you decide if you think it's worthy or not. But I took a minute talking about the women, man. Again, WrestleMania is going to look funky, man. It's going to look lit. It's going to be exciting. I fuck with it. I vibe with it. And at the end of the day, man, I think WrestleMania 40 is going to go down as one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time, bro. Tell me when I'm telling lies, bro. Because everything and everywhere in the community, man. Everyone is kind of sensing that as well, too. If everything lines together and Triple H has his ducks in a row, I think WrestleMania 40 can definitely be one of the greatest of all time, or the greatest WrestleMania of all time, from match by match. My problem is, and my concern is, that Triple H is going to put in some pointless matches on the card. Hey, Trips, I love you, man, but I really don't want you to put pointless matches on WrestleMania's card. We will see what happens. All right, let's get into some more news now. Themed shows coming to the main roster. Who's been saying themed shows? How long now? 3-4 years? I've been mentioning that WWE needs to do themed shows that feel like a WWE pay-per-view on Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. Looks like Triple H is listening to me. Love you, H. So WWE Day 1 Raw looks real good for the most part. We got Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Makes sense. Natalya Tegan Knox versus Shayna Baszler. And Zoe Stark's tag team match. And then we got Mommy. We got Rhea Ripley going one-on-one with Ivy Nile. I'm a big fan of Ivy Nile. And then we got the main event, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title. It's looking great, man. Theme shows is something that, you know, needed to be implemented. And I found this on Twitter. I wanted to read to you guys. This person said, quote, "I love that WWE is doing New Year's theme shows for the first week of 2024. Monday, January 1st, Raw, Day 1. Tuesday, January 2nd, New Year's Evil. And Friday, January 5th, SmackDown's New Year's Revolution." Props to Triple H for doing that, man. You know, he's obviously had this planned out. Not saying he listened to me or anything. Probably doesn't even know who I am. But just to know that Triple H is doing something that I've been preaching within the wrestling space for years now, really puts a smile on my face. Like, it really puts a smile on my face. And it's great to see that Triple H is doing what fans have been wanting for so long now. So I appreciate Triple H for doing that. Theme shows need to be a staple. Build them up as if you are actually building up a pay-per-view on Saturday. This is great. WWE Day 1, NXT New Year's Evil, and then SmackDown New Year's Revolution. Some great stuff there. Let's talk about Roman Reigns versus Gunther. I'm going to play a TikTok from Sam Roberts. He gave his opinion on a potential Roman Reigns versus Gunther match, and then I will rebuttal and give my opinion on it. Let's play this clip.
If Roman gets to September 2024, he's had the title longer than Hogan. We've got SummerSlam, then we've got Bash in Berlin at the end of August. What if Gunther doesn't lose the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania or anytime? What if Gunther holds the Intercontinental title an obscene length of time, like all the way to August? What if we go in to the Bash at Berlin and the main event of that show is the undefeated Gunther versus Roman Reigns? Title for title, if Gunther loses, he's lost in his hometown, he's taken a defeat, and he finally loses the Intercontinental Championship. If Roman Reigns loses, it's at the end of August. He doesn't get the Hogan record, and he loses it by just weeks. You've got enough opponents in front of you to take you to Bash at Berlin, and then you can main event that show with Gunther versus Roman, with neither of them having beat. If
okay. You know, Sam Roberts, you either like him or you don't. Wow, that was a good idea. Honestly, everyone's mindset and perception is that Cody Rhodes is going to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. That's probably what's going to happen, you would think, right? What if this happens, though? Gunther beats Brock or beats whoever he faces at WrestleMania, retains the Intercontinental title. Roman Reigns... This one will actually be shocking. Like, I'd actually be shocked. No, because the first one, I wasn't that shocked. You know what I mean? Tribal Chief, head of the table. What if Roman Reigns beats Cody Rhodes again for the second time. Fans will lose their shit. And then we get Gunther versus Roman Reigns in Berlin. Title versus title. Main event. Who's the real head of the table? Who's the real mafia boss? Who's the real ring general or the tribal chief? Gunther, Roman Reigns. That would be one of the biggest matches that WWE can do. That actually sounds like a good idea. Now, would I do that? There's a part of me that would actually do it. I'm not going to like lie. I would actually do that. That's not a bad idea. Now, are the fans going to accept that? Of course not. They'd fucking lose their shit. They'd lose their shit. They're so tired of fucking Roman Reigns as champion, it's not even funny. Now, I'm not. And actually, you know, Cody Rhodes beats Roman, that's great. But if Roman retains at WrestleMania again, I'm not going to be mad either. I'm not going to be mad. Maybe they want Cody Rhodes to go through more adversity. I don't know. But at that point, if Cody Rhodes does not beat Roman Reigns, they've come up with a new person to beat him. They've come up with a new person to beat Roman Reigns. Do I think the trigger is going to be pulled on Cody Rhodes? Yes, I do. I do think that Cody Rhodes is going to get his flowers at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, and he's going to beat Roman Reigns for that, you know, undisputed world title. So, but that's not a bad idea by Sam Roberts, man. It's like, if you really think about it, it's really not a bad idea. I'm just being honest with you. It's not a bad idea. Now, moving on, we're going to talk about, let's talk about Mercedes Moné. Now, this article is coming from Cultaholic. They are reporting and they, quote, revealed why Mercedes Moné and AEW's working plans ceased to exist. Why Mercedes Moné and AEW aren't working together. Again, take everything with a grain of salt. This might be a ruse. She might actually appear in AEW. We don't know. Have no idea. We're on the edge of our seats. We're going to find out really in January where Mercedes Moné in 2024 is going to go. So it's going to be very interesting. Everyone should keep tab on that. The article reads, Mercedes Moné looked to be in AEW bound earlier this year with reports noting following her appearance at AEW All In that were working plans for the former Sasha Banks and All Elite Wrestling to do something together. Those plans have seemingly collapsed through with Fightful Select reporting that tentative plans to work together were no longer active as the beginning of December. Those plans fell apart. Fightful reported as two sides were far apart on terms. It is unknown if two sides are being far apart over schedule, financial terms, or booking. It doesn't necessarily mean the door is closed between AEW and Moné altogether, though. This has immediately fueled speculation that Moné could be returning to WWE, but Fightful noted that they have not been informed about any active talks between the two sides. Of course they're not, because you know WWE doesn't talk about that type of shit. They keep it in-house. They don't want none of this shit to get out. Moné is currently a free agent, and WWE are planning to renew talks with multiple free agents in the new year, but there is no word on if Moné is on that list. No, of course she's on the list. Man, bro, she's on the list. Stop the cap. Mercedes Moné is on that list. WWE creative have not been told to produce creative plans for Moné, so this would suggest no deal is close between the two parties. That might be true. WWE creative are typically told to prepare for a talent's return, although there was not the case with CM Punk due to how secret his talks were. Yeah, and how secret Mercedes Moné's talks were too. I'm telling you, she's appearing in WWE in 2024. She might do some dates for TNA, but I think she's going to go to WWE. I do not think she's going to appear in AEW. Now, Mercedes Moné, when I talked about the storyline with Rhea Ripley and Mercedes Moné, I do think Mercedes Moné is going to end up in the WWE. I really do. Now, people are suggesting that she's going to be teaming with Bayley when Bayley eventually gets kicked out of a Damage Control. We got a... Yeah, no. Sasha, Bayley, Katana Chance, Kayden Carter, tag team titles, WrestleMania. I fuck with that. I would love to see that. But... Nah, man. Nah. Only for the simple fact is... What is... See, and this... I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. But this is why fans in the wrestling space in the IWC, they're like so rapidly with it. You know what I mean? They're not thinking ahead. Oh, Sasha's going to come back. Oh, Bayley's going to kicked out of damage control. Bayley, Sasha being in a tag team, going after the tag team titles. I feel it. Hear me out. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think WWE is going to do Io Sky versus Bayley, because who is Io facing that makes sense for a WrestleMania? I can say that with anybody. I mean, Triple H can do anything. But what makes sense is for Io Sky to face Bayley at WrestleMania. Point blank, period. Okay? Charlotte Flair is out. She's not going to be a part of WrestleMania. Rhea Ripley, who does she face? The name is Becky Lynch. For the most part, it's what everyone's assuming. So what does Sasha Banks do at WrestleMania? I've come up with the storyline with Jade Cargill. Sasha Banks eliminates Jade Cargill in the Women's Royal Rumble, as the final four will be Bayley. This is just my personal opinion. The final four, in my opinion, Tiffany Stratton, Bayley, Jade Cargill, and Sasha Banks. Tiffany Stratton, she does eventually get eliminated. I would have, you can go two ways with this. You can have Jade Cargill shockingly eliminate Sasha. Sasha gets pissed, and then boom, off to the races. Or you have Sasha Banks come in and eliminate Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill doesn't obviously do anything with Sasha or anything like that. Jade Cargill waits until Sasha gets eliminated and then starts beating her ass. Starts talking trash. They could just start talking trash. Whatever. Save the fight for Mania. And then they can start that program. And then Tiffany Stratton, she does her thing, but she eventually gets eliminated. And then Bayley wins the Women's Royal Rumble. But people are saying Becky's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. I don't know what WWE is going to do. Does Bayley need to win the Women's Royal Rumble to face Io Sky? She actually doesn't need to win. Does Becky need to win the Women's Royal Rumble to face Rhea Ripley? No. And I'm going to tell you why she doesn't need to. Rhea Ripley's beating everybody. There ain't nobody left. Rhea Ripley did this on purpose. She beat every single person in that division except for one person, and that is Becky Lynch. And that is why I'm telling everybody right now, the story needs to be Rhea Ripley going on a dominant run with that title. And then my ideas start coming up. Tiffany Stratton wins the Women's Money in the Bank. She faces Rhea. A SummerSlam shockingly beats her. Jade Cargill. She doesn't win the Women's Royal Rumble either, but she gets an opportunity at Money in the Bank and she wins the briefcase. She finally gets her shot at Becky. And she beats Becky at SummerSlam. Or you can do Jade Cargill winning the Women's Royal Rumble, which I would do. And I would have her go one-on-one with Rhea Ripley. And Rhea Ripley humbles Jade Cargill. And Jade Cargill has to restart at the bottom again. You're a rookie. You need to start at the bottom, right? You're not ready for this spot yet. Even though we know Jade Cargill is ready for the spot, just not from an in-ring standpoint. She gets humbled. She comes back. She wins the Women's Money in the Bank. Now she's ready. And then she beats Rhea Ripley at SummerSlam and is the new queen in that division. Or fuck it, Rhea Ripley goes on a complete tear. This is what I would do. Goes on a complete tear, beating everybody in her path. And this is when Sasha Banks comes in. You beating everybody. But you never beat me. You never beat me. I'm here to take my throne. I'm here to take charge of the women's division once again. Stop playing with me. Let's go. Boom. Rhea Ripley, Sasha Banks, WrestleMania 41 for the women's title. Sasha Banks beats Rhea Ripley. Come on, bro. I'm good at these things. So we don't know. Now, Deonna Purrazzo, she will be going to WWE. She will be going to WWE. And listen, if Sasha Banks is going to be a part of WrestleMania, people are saying Jay's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. It's just tricky. It's tricky. This is spooky. Jade Cargill wins the Women's Royal Rumble. She faces Rhea Ripley, gets humbled, and we get that story there. Becky Lynch wins the Women's Royal Rumble, faces Rhea. Rhea Ripley beats Becky Lynch and goes on a complete tear the whole year, going into WrestleMania 41 as the Women's Champion. Bayley wins the Women's Royal Rumble, faces Io, but loses to Io. And then we go from there. Deonna Purrazzo, I think, is going to go to WWE. And I think Deonna Purrazzo is going to tag with Chelsea Green. And they are going to go after the Women's Tag Team Championships at WrestleMania. Katana Chance, Kayden Carter versus Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo. I would love to see that. I'm a fan of that. If Sasha Banks comes in right now, what am I doing right now? If Sasha Banks comes in, I'm not doing the tag team with Bayley because Io versus Bayley makes sense. I'm not doing Rhea Ripley right now. Where else are you going to put her? You can't put her in the tag team because Bayley's facing Io. I don't give a damn what anyone says. Io versus Bayley needs to be the plan. Point blank, period. So, she's not facing Becky. Or not Becky. She's not facing Rhea. She's not facing Io. She's not going to be in the tag team. Maybe she is. I don't know. I'm just telling you guys what I would do. All right? But I'm trying to be logical at the same time. I'm trying to think of the bigger picture here. That's why I love throwing every single variable out to you guys. So you guys can have it in your mind of like, I think that's a good idea. Or I don't think that's a good idea. You know, if you guys don't think all the ideas that I'm coming up with is good, that's fine. But I know there's one of the ideas that I'm coming up with right now. I know there's one of them that you guys are thinking to yourselves, nah, that's a good idea. I know it is. I know it is. So, you know, for Sasha, I think she's going to be a part of WWE. I think she's going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble, and I think she's going to be a part of WrestleMania. I do. And she can either face one of these two people. Again, she's not teaming with Bayley. I'm not doing that. All right. Io, Bayley. Simple. Women's Championship. Boom. Sasha Banks can face Jade Cargill at WrestleMania. You can just spring that along real quick. Jade Cargill gets humbled by Sasha Banks. You ain't ready. You're all hype. You ain't shit. The fuck are you? Coming from AEW, you weren't doing shit anyways. You're here in the big time now. I'ma humble you. Let's go. Bam. Jade Cargill, Sasha Banks, boom. WrestleMania storyline, boom. Makes sense. Boom. Or Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair 2. Where Sasha Banks gets the win back. And then that's where you really can start the heel turn for Bianca Belair. What'd y'all think about all those ideas, scenarios? Good at these things. Telling you. She's not teaming with Bayley. I'm not doing that. It's either Jade Cargill one-on-one at WrestleMania or Bianca Belair at WrestleMania because Charlotte Flair's out. Let's talk about this for a second. Jade Cargill, Sasha Banks, Bayley versus Io, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley. Come on, bro. Come on. What is you doing, bro? Or how about this? How about this idea? AJ Lee. I want AJ Lee back. I want her to be a part of WrestleMania 40. So this is how you're going to do it and get it done. Bayley, Io. Rhea Ripley, Becky. What else you got? What else you got? Chelsea Green, Deonna Purrazzo, Kayden Carter, Katana Chance, tag team titles. Boom. There it is. Those are your three matches right there for the women. Sasha Banks got Bianca Belair. Story is there. Jade Cargill, Sasha Banks. I don't want to hear it. There's a story there. I just told you it. What about AJ Lee? Sasha Banks. They've been compared for years. There's a story there. There's the story. It's perfect. Sasha Banks comes back. AJ Lee comes back. AJ Lee gets eliminated by Sasha Banks. Yeah, I know I'm back, but you've been gone for so long. You want to come in and try to take my thunder? I'm here to try to reclaim what the fuck is mine. And you're over here coming back to try to take my spot. Bitch, fuck out of here. Eliminate your ass. Start the feud. Bam. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Simple. Effective. Come on, man. That's what you can do. The women's portion of WrestleMania is so interesting. It's so interesting, man. It's unreal. I know I took a long time talking about that, but ideas was just flowing, baby. Just boom, 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 boom. Telling you. So if they play their cards right, man, they can do some real damage at WrestleMania 40. Someone I think is going to eventually do damage in WWE, but just not right now, is MJF. MJF says he has not re-signed with AEW. Yeah, you have, bro. Come on, man. You're playing too much, bro. You know AEW needs you, doc. You know AEW needs you. Tony Khan needs you. You are their number one guy. You are their Roman Reigns of AEW. MJF said, quote, I've never lied. January 1st, 2024. When stuff like that gets leaked out, it makes me laugh because I remember something got leaked out about Cody Rhodes having secretly resigned and then he showed up. Yo, if WWE gets MJF. Something got leaked out about CM Punk and Tony Khan are actually fine. I think fans leak out things that they want to be true. I love AEW. I want to stay in AEW. There you go. After this pay-per-view, it's time to reassess the situation. Come on, bro. You gonna stay, but I love you. I love you. Let's talk about Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is asked if she'd like to end her career in WWE. Of course she says that. So she said, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Growing up, WWE is like I watched. It's like what I love. It's the reason I became a professional wrestler. Now, having been in it, I love it. I love the people. I love the audience. And I love being able to be in an important part, an important change. I love that I get to continue to drive that in that my voice matters in WWE. I feel like I listen to, and I feel we've been able to change the landscape of women's wrestling forever. That feels very special to me. It's my home. It's where I was born as a professional wrestler in many ways in terms of my influence and where I will retire. Props on Becky, man. Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, they're going nowhere. They're going to retire in the WWE. Simple. They're not going nowhere. Same with MJF. He's not going nowhere right now, but he will eventually go to WWE later on down the line in his 30s, but not right now. Let's talk about Deonna Purrazzo. Is she going to WWE or is she going to go to AEW? This is what Deonna Purrazzo had to say in an interview with Sean Ross Sapp.
Say, I've succeeded here. I've been at a top level here for now. The entire time I've been here, Is it time to go somewhere else? If this was the territory days, right now would be the time to go and tell stories elsewhere. So I have to weigh that too. I'm really excited. And like I said earlier, the experiences I've had throughout my entire career, but specifically the last, you know, 4 years have really allowed me to have conversations I didn't think I would ever be able to have with people ever again. You know, I wasn't welcome in a lot of places when I left WWE, if we're honest. So to be able to talk to those people that I've been able to talk to has really been settling for my soul. And I just know that, like, I am wanted, and time heals all wounds, and that feels really good.
Yeah, Deonna Purrazzo is great. I know if the audio cut off, guys, I apologize. Something happened there, but as long as you guys heard it, it's all that matters. Deonna Purrazzo, I think she joins WWE. I do. I'm not just going off based on the audio. I do think she joins WWE, and I think she will be in a tag team with Chelsea Green once again, and they will eventually go out to the women's tag team titles in WWE. I do not think she shows up in AEW. AEW has a major problem with the AEW women's division. In my personal opinion, they don't have any stories. They don't have no character development. They don't give a lot of the women time on television to tell those stories inside the ring and out. Yes, they have that Sky Blue storyline. Thunder Rosa came back. I love Thunder Rosa. Happy she's back. But the reality of the situation, man, and again, I'm an honest podcaster. I give my unbiased opinions. You either agree with it or not, but at least understand where I'm coming from. We're all watching the same stuff. The AEW women's division is not good. It needs to be booked better. Now, speaking of AEW and the women's division, everything regarding AEW, Tony Khan talks about him not leaving creative and other things. So this is what he had to say.
Good you do, there will be people coming for you, gunning for you, because that's what this is. There's a reason that every single person who stepped into my position until now has gone out of business. I'm the only one left. Everybody who has stepped up and put millions of dollars into this and done it week after week, and there's no off season. You do it 52 weeks a year. It's a fight, and that's a credit to the fans. I know what it is to be a wrestling fan 52 weeks a year. It's hard, and like, but it's also the most rewarding thing. That's why you can't get away from it for too long. That's why we always come back to it. We're addicted, and it's worth the fight, and I love the fight, and I'm never going to stop fighting it, no matter what happens, no matter how things change. It's worth it. It's the fight Jim Crockett fought, and Vern Gagne, and Ted Turner, and so many other people that have tried, and God bless them all. And I'm doing this for all of you. And I know
all of it against Vince McMahon, right? He didn't name Vince McMahon there. He was talking about WWE indirectly, right? I love AEW. I don't know how many times I have to put it out on social media that I love AEW. Rather, people listen or not, I'm going to always voice my opinions. I love AEW. I'm a fan of that product. But man, like, people like myself who are critical of the product are getting down upon. I don't understand why. I don't get it. Now, Tony Khan, I don't think, is talking about people like myself who are, I would say, quote, overly critical about AEW. This is going to be the last topic of the pod before I get to the announcements. But AEW, you know, the business needs AEW, rather. People like it or not. I see people wanting AEW to fail. Y'all niggas are crazy as hell. Y'all are not real wrestling fans, man. Y'all are not, you know. You're pickpocket fans. You pick and choose what you want to support and which ones you don't want to support. And for the ones that you don't want to support, you really want to run it home like you want them to die or anything like that. You know what I mean? You know, I'll even come to the defense of TNA. People want a TNA dead. You know, years ago, they've always made stupid decisions, but they don't make any dumb decisions now. They actually have a plan in place. And if you're out there and you want TNA to die, you're an idiot. Because it gives those women and those men no work. And we need the most work as possible for the wrestling business, for the wrestling business to be healthy. We need a TNA. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. We need a WWE, of course. They're not going nowhere. But we need a TNA. We need an AEW. Simple. We need these alternative promotions. That's why I'm so animate on TNA getting a great TV deal or a great streaming service to be a part of that people can go out and watch. Same with AEW. I really do think Raw is going to go to Warner Bros. Discovery, and AEW is going to have to look somewhere else, maybe go to a streaming service. And I brought this up talking about it with one of my friends, that maybe AEW needs to look into getting a streaming deal with Paramount, Netflix, you know, other platforms that people have, right? And you know those platforms, okay? Because if WWE goes to HBO and Warner Bros. Discovery, they're definitely going to have, you know, their documentaries and all this other stuff on HBO Max when the time is right. Maybe AEW can sign with ESPN and go to ESPN Plus. Paramount, ESPN Plus, Netflix. Maybe even go on YouTube TV. YouTube TV would be great for AEW. I'm just throwing out variables, but I think Tony Khan needs to look into going into a streaming deal with someone and not only have their pay-per-views on there, but their weekly shows as well. So we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, pro wrestling is really hot right now. Everyone is loving what pro wrestling is bringing to the table. It's a great time to be a fan. And in 2024, I really think pro wrestling is going to be hitting in the stratosphere if everything lines together. So now I want to get into this little news bit before I get into my announcements. WWE announced a deal with NHL to sell replica belts and replica titles and stuff like that. Very savvy move by Nick Khan. Nick Khan is easily one of the greatest signings that WWE ever hired, because without him, WWE would not be having a Big 12 championship belt into the college football playoff championship and their logo on the field, nothing like that would come WWE's way without Nick Khan. So let's give Nick Khan his flowers, because he's making WWE bank. And I'm telling you, with this new contract with Monday Night Raw, man, they're going to get some money. And I do think at the end of the day, they are going to Warner Bros. Discovery, Monday Night Raw on TNT or TBS. So that's what I think is going to happen towards either the end of this year or in the beginning of 2024. So we'll see what happens there. Now, I want to get into the little announcement. Starting in 2024, I will be officially debuting on YouTube. I'm going to be taking the platform onto YouTube. It's been a long time coming, but I think it's now appropriate for me to go on YouTube. So not only will you guys be able to listen to the podcast on all audio podcast platforms, but you can now listen to the audio form on YouTube. It will be audio based. You guys will not be seeing my face. I will do that down the line, but right now I just want to focus on audio, kind of keep it simple for you guys. People love the audio form on YouTube. I did research on it. A lot of people love it. So I'm going to just do that. Keep it right now. See where it goes. I know I'm going to have to kind of restart, but at the end of the day, I know I'm going to continue to build the audience and build my fan base. You guys know what I'm capable of. For all the day one people, I appreciate y'all. I'm just going to need y'all to just transfer right into YouTube. The audio form podcasts will, you know, remain the same, but I'm just going to add another platform to it, which is YouTube. And I'm also looking into going on Twitch as well. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But YouTube 2024 is solidified. We're making big moves. And I'm only going to put it on my personal page. I'm not going to create the wrestling, you know, takeover page for YouTube. It's just going to be on my personal page going forward on YouTube. So audio form wise on YouTube, and we're going to kill it in 2024. The growth for this year has been really good. The growth on TikTok has been tremendous. I'm going to start doing more, you know, live feeds on TikTok, and just continuing to do really well on Instagram and Twitter. And we're just going to keep trucking, man. Pro wrestling, you know, my main goal really is to start getting paid in 2024 for what I do. That is really what I want to do. I want to also start getting paid for my articles as well too. I will be returning back to discuss PW and writing articles. I got a couple articles in mind, but I'm going to be returning in the new year with that as well too. And I'm also going to start talking about AEW as well on the article route, not only WWE, but with AEW as well. I'm going to combine the two and I'm going to write about AEW and WWE as well. So good things are happening for the Wrestling Takeover. Good things are happening for me in general. Now, 2024, again, got to put in the work and I'm going to continue to do that. But I really am aiming to start getting paid for what I put out within the wrestling space. So I appreciate everybody tapping in. Thank you for the continued love and support. I am trying to think if I'm going to be able to put a podcast up, another one, before the end of the year. I might actually do that, and it might actually be, I don't know, I got to come up with something, but I'll do something, I believe, before the end of the year, putting up another, you know, audio-based podcast for you guys, and we're going to continue to do what we do best, have fun, talk pro wrestling, and hopefully we get, you know, some more attention to the Wrestling Takeover and my brand and advertisements and stuff like that in 2024. That's the goal. I'm gonna work as hard as I fucking can to get that done for you guys. You know, not only on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, but YouTube and audio base as well too. So 2024 is looking to be real good, and I just appreciate everybody supporting me this year. We did some great numbers. Let's continue to build on that into 2024. Thank you guys so much for tapping in to the Wrestling Takeover. This is the number one podcast when it comes to creativity and honesty and all that shit. I appreciate the love, and I'll see you guys next time right here on the Wrestling Takeover.